A tree grows from a rocky coast as the sun breaks through clouds. Monterey Media, a uniquely independent studio. A logo appears for Plum Pictures. The screen goes black. A telephone on a bedside table. On the floor, a pair of cowboy boots. On the bed, a muscular man lays on his back as a young woman in a tank top rides him on top. The woman collapses on top of the man. The man rolls her off of him and onto her side. The woman lays onto her back. She sits on the edge of the bed. The man remains on the bed behind her, as the woman puts a cigarette in her mouth.
That was pretty good, right?
She lights the cigarette. The woman walks to the bathroom and turns on the light. She looks in the mirror, the man in bed.
You know, I get this really stupid employee discount at that restaurant. Walked over there, pretty much gave an entree for free. But that's not really my style, you know. Or we could head back to my place. My shift doesn't start till 4 tomorrow. We could rent a movie or something.
Like I said, I get paid by the mile.
She sits on a chair by the bed and starts to get dressed.
Sounds like that's a pretty dangerous job.
A lot more dangerous things if you made a list. You got a list?
No, I don't have a list. Sure you're not hungry? Do you want to watch TV?
Gonna make it to Reno in the morning.
Oh, yeah, of course.
The woman continues to get dressed.
Hey, listen. I really appreciate the motel room. It's not really my style to let the female pay. And I don't want you to think that I just use you or anything.
I don't.
He watches as she puts on her jacket.
Do you want my email?
Take it easy.
She puts a brown leather backpack over her shoulder and leaves the room. The woman walks into the night, passing 18-wheeler trucks parked, some with headlights illuminated. Opening credits, Plum Pictures presents, in association with Hanson Allen Film Group, in association with Hart Lunsford Pictures. Michelle Monaghan. Nathan Fillion. Benjamin Bratt. Now, the woman walks the length of an 18-wheeler. She arrives at the driver door, unlocks it and climbs into the cab, behind the wheel. The vehicle pulls out of the truck stop. With Joey Lauren Adams. And Jimmy Bennett. The truck joins nighttime highway traffic. Title, Trucker. Day. The truck travels a divided highway, low mountains on the horizon. Written and directed by James Modern. The woman sits behind the wheel, sunlight in her face. From above, the truck travels a length of divided highway with other cars, as they head towards an industrial area on the horizon. Now, the woman backs the vehicle up and parks. She climbs out of the cab. She puts on a pair of gloves and detaches the cables that connect the trailer to the cab. She walks the length of the trailer and turns a crank that lowers metal supports below the trailer. The cab pulls away from the trailer. The woman drives the cab on a highway, past low buildings on flat, dry terrain. She changes gears and drives under a turnoff sign that reads San Diego. The truck takes the turnoff. The woman drives through a residential area, past bungalows, and pulls into a driveway. In the next yard, children play in a kiddie pool. The woman opens the door and climbs out of the cab. She walks up to the house and opens the front door, pushing a pile of mail. She picks up the mail and walks into the living area, putting down her backpack. She kicks off her shoes. She enters her bedroom, puts something on a bureau, and crosses to a desk. She opens a drawer. She appears to put cash away, and closes the drawer. Now in a t-shirt and panties, she crawls into bed. She lays on her side and stares ahead. Her eyes close as she falls asleep. Later, the woman rolls over in bed.
Diane, it's Ginny Bell again. What's your name today? Will you please call me back? I really need to talk to you today. Diane, call me.
Diane lays on her side, her eyes closed. Later, Diane is still in bed. Light shines in the window, drapes drawn. Diane opens her eyes. Diane throws her legs over the side of the bed and puts on a pair of pants. Diane smiles as she opens the door to a man.
Saw your rig. Ladies' night.
I guess you'll be getting some discounted drinks then.
Just got paid. You're going with me.
I can't when I just got back.
You know it's a dream of every man in the state of California having an opportunity to get drunk with you.
I'm not sure that's a compliment, runner.
Well, ain't an insult. Come on.
Is that country western crap?
70s night.
70s night? The VFW? Let me get my lipstick.
Runner smiles. Now, a man plays pool. Runner throws back a drink. Diane throws back a drink and puts down her glass.
You just gonna sit there all night?
You gonna let me sit here all night?
Runner stands up and takes her hand. They join other couples on the dance floor. Runner twirls her around. And then again. Diane smiles as she dances and spins around. Runner moves his arms in slow motion, and then slides his palms along the side of his head. They move around each other as they dance. Diane falls back into his arms. Now, they drink.
That's a very pretty drink.
Go to the bathroom.
Diane walks past crowded tables and makes her way to the bathroom. She tries the door. It's locked. She backs away from the door and leans against the wall. A man steps out of the men's bathroom and stops when he sees her.
Hey there.
Hey there.
Do you know me?
No, I don't know you. Maybe I could, though, if I tried real hard.
Yeah. Well, I'm Rick. I'm Runner's brother-in-law.
Oh, Rick. Yeah, he's mentioned you.
Oh, good.
Hi. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Yeah, he's married.
Yeah, but we're not fucking each other, so excuse me. I'd like to avoid a bladder infection.
Well, did you ever hear that term, playing with fire?
Yeah, I think you're doing it right now.
No, you are.
No, you are. Move it, shit.
She steps into the women's bathroom.
Don't be a homewrecker now.
Runner appears.
A good one.
Hey, Rick, how's it going?
Well, not as good as you.
Go home, Rick.
You're a lucky guy, Runner. A real fucking lucky guy.
Rick walks past him. Now, Runner behind the wheel of his truck, with Diane.
You have this thing set for? That's Christian rock!
You caught me listening to Christian rock.
Yeah!
It's soft rock!
Have you ever heard of FM?
There's a difference.
Oh my God, what is this? This is Reagan!
Just don't go poking and banging at it like that.
Listen, radio, for Christ's sake.
Keep it in the bottle.
They swerve to avoid an approaching vehicle and drive off the road.
No.
Okay.
Oh, my wife's gonna kill me.
She's gonna have to stand in line.
Ow!
Slide
Ow.
Over.
Ow.
God.
She climbs over him.
I'm Jesus. Suffering here.
God damn, you're really a bleeder.
I kind of like what you're doing, though.
Shut up.
She sits on top of him.
Here.
What are those?
Shove them up in there.
I'm not putting tampons in my nose.
God, that or bleed to death.
No, I'm not going to do it. I don't get him. Ah!
She tries to put a tampon in his nostril. She gets behind the wheel.
Shit! Just sit back now. You're gonna be fine. I swear to God.
The pickup truck backs up. It pulls back onto the road and disappears into the dark. Later, the truck comes to a stop. Diane gets out. She walks around to the other side and opens the door. Runner falls to the pavement.
Oh! Oh! Jesus Christ! You really did it. It's this is the last time we're going out. Tonight was a wake-up call.
You lead a lonely life.
Ow! Shut up, Runner.
You did that on purpose.
Yeah, you think?
She drags him by the legs.
God, you're having sack of shit.
Why are you so down? Why don't you find Jesus?
What do you know about Jesus?
Nothing.
Why do you suggest I find him?
She drags him to his front door.
I don't know. I heard he makes people happy.
Shut up.
Oh,
you are dead.
She rolls him up two low steps onto his porch and falls on him.
You're gonna get me.
Shh. Shh.
She stumbles to a bench, grabs a cushion and puts it under his head.
Diane.
Yeah.
You're so pretty.
She steps over him and stumbles in the dark towards the truck. The front door of the house opens. A blonde woman steps out, looks at runner unconscious on the porch. A shirtless man appears behind her.
Yes, no, sis. I told you, Molly.
Shut up, Rick.
Hey.
Rick leans over runner. Now, Diane drunk walks in the dark, bungalows in the distance. She turns at the sound of the car door and speeds up towards her home. She fumbles with her keys as she rushes towards the front door and unlocks it.
Diane!
Diane swipes at her with a baseball bat.
What the hell are you doing?
Who the hell are you?
You know who I am. I'm Jenny Bell. I've been calling you and writing you.
Well, Jenny Bell, I don't check my messages all that often.
Diane, listen, Lynn's got an infection. All right, and he's in the hospital for a few days, and I have to leave tomorrow night to go to my mother's funeral. She can see I have somewhat of a dilemma.
Well, Lynn and I have an agreement.
Yeah, well, it was Lynn's idea.
Don't you have some neighbors or some friends or something?
I guess not.
At the end of the driveway, a tween boy.
All right, Dan, listen. You don't owe me anything, all right? But I can't work and take care of Lynn and go to my dead mother's send-off and watch your fucking kid run out.
Yeah, well, I'm on the road all the time.
It's 3 weeks, for Christ's sakes.
3 weeks?
Yeah. Peter, come on over
no.
here.
No.
Peter, come over here.
No, Jenny.
No.
Peter, come on.
Jenny.
Fuck you.
Peter, come on.
Jenny Bell chases after Peter.
Listen, we talked about this. Peter, listen to me. Listen to me, all right? It's just for a little while until your dad's over. All right? Listen, he loves you. And he needs you to do this for him. Can you do this for him? Right. Say okay, come on.
Jenny Bell turns to Diane.
Thanks a lot, Diane.
Diane watches from the doorway.
I'm gonna call you in a few days, alright?
Peter watches as Jenny Bell walks towards her car. He carries a guitar case. Diane walks slowly towards him. Peter watches her approach. He turns to see Jenny Bell drive away. He turns back towards Diane.
You gonna stand there all night? Go on.
She points to the front door with the baseball bat. Peter creeps past her and towards the house. Diane follows him inside to the living room, where Peter sits on the couch.
So you can crash right there, all right? I'm gonna get this whole mix up resolved tomorrow, right? I'm gonna go see Leonard in LA. Runner will watch ya. He's my friend. He'll probably be pretty hungover, though.
She stops pacing, her hands on her hips.
So I just got the one-bedroom house. Just a one-bedroom.
Peter shakes his head. He looks up at her.
Don't like to talk, huh?
I don't like to talk to bitches.
Fair enough.
Diane walks away. Peter puts his feet up on the coffee table. Diane enters her bedroom and closes the door. Day. From a moving vehicle, a flat, barren landscape dotted with the occasional home, a low mountain on the horizon. Peter hangs his arm out the window of the passenger side of a pickup truck, runner behind the wheel. The truck passes a parking lot. It pulls off the road and parks near a low, yellow building. Peter sits by the side of the road and watches cars drive by. Runner approaches from the low building and gives Peter a large styrofoam cup with a straw. Runner plops himself down beside Peter and looks in a paper bag.
You ever had a breakfast burrito before? Not bad for $1.29. Come here nearly every day before work.
What do you do?
You ever heard of a jack of all trades? That's me. Actually, I'm more of a six of diamonds of all trades. You see those guys right over there?
Two men in the parking lot.
I work with them sometimes.
Aren't they illegal immigrants?
Well, I guess it depends on who you ask. Yeah? Sure. Go ahead, take a big bite. It's full of eggs. You're gonna like it.
Peter bites into the burrito and chews.
So your dad's got the big C, huh? Sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, well, it's just in his colon. No big deal. He'll get better.
Yeah, sure it will. You'll get back to your old school and your pals, and your mom get back to her regular life.
I hate my school, and I don't have any pals.
You gotta have a best friend.
Me and my dad are best friends.
Well, I guess you're the sort of guy who's choosy about who he's buddies with. I can relate to that. A bit of a lone wolf myself. You gonna use your hot sauce?
Peter hands him a packet of hot sauce. At a hospital, Diane steps into a corridor with harsh fluorescent lighting. Diane walks down the hall and arrives at an open door, where Jenny Bell and a male nurse help Len into bed. Diane stays in the hall, out of sight. Diane turns and walks away. Jenny Bell looks towards the door.
Hey, baby. Can you give me some water?
Diane walks briskly down the hall. She takes out a cigarette and puts it in her mouth. Now, she gets behind the wheel of her car. She sits silent for a moment and then inhales her cigarette. She arrives back home. Runner and Peter are on the couch.
3 weeks. Don't you have a home?
Me or him?
Morning. A view of the bungalow, a single palm tree outside. Inside, Peter sleeps on the couch. Diane looks at him as she enters. She looks in a bag on a chair and goes out of the room. She returns and walks to the coffee table. She gives Peter a look and crosses back to her bag. Peter rouses on the couch, rolls over and looks up.
Where are you going?
Oklahoma City. Get up. You're going with me.
Where's Oklahoma City?
Take a guess.
I'm not going. I can take care of myself.
Dude, I'm trying to pay my bills here, all right? I don't have time to play nice right now.
Well, then why don't you ask me and not just tell me?
All right, listen, do you want to go?
I don't know. Do you want me to go?
Why don't you tell me if you want to go?
You tell me first.
Why don't you tell me first?
Because I was the one who asked first.
So?
So that's how it works.
Oh, dude, man, I gotta get on the road. This is, like, too much for me.
You ask me and act like you want me to go. Then I'll go.
All right, man, do you want to go?
She looks down at him, on the couch.
Do you want to go with me?
Peter looks at her, and then looks down. Diane studies him.
Do you want to go to Oklahoma City with me?
She smiles.
Please.
I'll think about it.
Diane drops her smile. She walks away. As Peter puts his feet up on the couch. Now, Diane sits behind the wheel of her moving cab. A view of the divided highway in the desert.
So are the wheels and the stack.
Peter sits in the passenger seat, his feet up on the dash.
Hanging in a sleeper of pink.
The cab and trailer travel a highway, past low hills.
In my truck driving boots.
A panoramic view of dry land, low mountains on the horizon. The 18-wheeler travels the landscape.
When you see a flash,
they pull into a truck stop.
The next thing you know,
the truck pulls into a fuel bay, beside other 18-wheelers.
Everybody wonders who drives such a rig like that. All the truckers are asked, keep a gallon.
Diane turns off the engine and looks at Peter, reading a map.
Big country, huh?
Peter doesn't look up. Diane shrugs and gets out.
Stay in the truck.
She stands beside the truck as she fuels the vehicle.
What's up?
Just about everything, darling.
The man walks away. Later, Diane steps out of the gas station and makes her way across the pavement towards her vehicle in the fuel bay. She climbs into the cab. Peter is missing, the map is on his seat and his door open. Diane looks around, and climbs out of the cab. She walks out onto the pavement and looks around. She walks towards parked transport trucks and passes a man.
Hey, you see a little kid around?
She heads towards another man. She walks in front of parked trucks, looking between them as she passes. She turns and walks between two 18-wheelers. She stands in the middle of the huge parking lot. She holds up her hand and runs to a man standing by his truck. He points towards the low desert landscape. Diane runs into it and stops. In the distance, she sees Peter sitting among the scrub brush. She runs towards him.
Hey!
She grabs him and slaps his butt.
Oh, shit. God damn it.
You little goddamn shit. What the hell are you doing out here?
I was just looking around.
Do you understand what this fucking place is? There's people coming in and out of here from God knows where. They're like nothing better to get their grimy little hands on your pretty little face.
Crazy.
Damn it. I told you to stay in that truck. Listen, I'm sorry I smacked you, all right, but I don't want to be reading about you in the newspaper tomorrow morning. Okay? Let's go.
I don't feel like it yet.
Listen to me. I want to make the New Mexico line by nightfall, all right? I want my on-time bonus.
So? My ass hurts now, and I just feel like sitting.
He squats down.
You got 2 minutes.
He looks up at her, and looks down.
You have Lynn this much trouble?
I don't make trouble. People make trouble for me.
You ever get into fights?
She lights a cigarette.
Kids picking on me, calling me names. I don't care.
She crouches down beside him.
You ever win?
Well, I just freeze up. Whatever. I'll go back there soon and you won't have to worry about anything.
I'm not worried about anything.
Seems weird for a woman to be driving a truck.
Yeah, well, what should I be doing?
I don't know, something else.
Yeah, well, I like being my own boss. I own that truck. I paid it off this year. It's a hell of a lot better than being a nurse or a waitress or something. Wiping tables or wiping asses.
Just seems pretty lonely and boring.
Yeah. Not everyone's cut out.
She stands up and walks away. She crosses the desert landscape, Peter a distance behind. The sun burns bright as he runs to catch up. Now, the sun sits low on the horizon, as the 18-wheeler travels the highway. Diane sits behind the wheel, as the desert landscape goes by. Darkness falls as the truck travels the highway, from a distance, a row of headlights. Now, the 18-wheeler slows down and comes to a stop. Diane sits behind the wheel and sets the brake.
Why are we stopping?
Get some sleep.
Where?
Back there in the bunk. Where else?
Peter looks behind.
Okay. I am not sleeping back there. No way. I want to stay at a hotel.
There are only a couple of reasons to get a hotel room when you're out on the road, and this ain't one of them. Get your ass back there.
Darkness. A door opens and lights turn on. Diane and Peter enter a motel room. Peter lays down on a double bed. Diane lays her backpack on the other bed. She sits on the bed and rummages through her backpack.
Shouldn't you brush your teeth or something?
I don't have a toothbrush.
Yeah, well, what have you been using then?
A finger.
Yeah, how's that?
He shows brushing with his finger.
That's disgusting. You're gonna catch something like that.
She walks to the bathroom.
I'll give me some money and I'll go across the street. I saw a store.
Diane stands at the mirror. She sees him going through her backpack.
Hey! That's my shit. That's personal.
Not anymore.
Hey, dude! Dude! Listen to me. You can't go out there by yourself, dude. It's dark out there.
He looks at her and walks out. Diane closes her eyes and shakes her head. She walks to the window and pulls back the drapes. She can see Peter as he walks across the parking lot. Peter walks towards the store, in the distance. He arrives at the edge of the highway. He steps back as a truck goes by, then peeks out. He crosses the highway and walks across the parking lot. He approaches the store. Two men loiter outside.
Bag it.
Peter enters the store. He stops to look at something. On a wall, a lady's razor, a bottle opener, and a toothbrush. He walks away and leaves the store.
Hey, Omo, what'd you get us?
Nothing.
He's pushed onto the pavement.
Shit, man, what did you do that for?
I wasn't, I was trying.
Hey, come back here!
Dude, I wasn't trying to do that.
Peter returns to the motel room.
Hey, hey!
He holds his face.
Who did that? Who?
Some boys across the street.
Diane rushes away. She marches across the highway in a t-shirt and underwear. She runs across the store parking lot.
Hey!
She shoves one of the men and throws the other to the ground.
You fucking better watch who you fuck with. All right? You got it?
She goes in the store.
What was that?
She grabs the toothbrush and slaps it down on the counter.
And a pack of generics.
She stands at the counter as the cashier reaches up and gets the cigarettes. She returns to the motel room and throws the toothbrush on the bed. She stares at Peter on the side of the bed, with a cloth pressed against his head.
I'll get dressed.
Peter picks up the toothbrush and looks at it. Now, at the hospital, a doctor stands over Peter, in bed.
I know it hurts, son. You could hold his hand.
Diane sits at the side of the bed. She puts her hand on Peter's bare knee.
Sorry.
She looks up and takes her hand off his knee. Morning. Peter walks with two takeout cups. He arrives at the truck. His mother takes one of the cups. They drink.
Drink coffee?
Yeah, why not?
Thanks, I like a lot of cream.
Can we stop and see some stuff along the way?
We already lost half a day.
Right.
Peter walks away. Diane closes the hood of the engine. The sun rises above a low hill as the 18-wheeler travels a length of highway. Diane sits behind the wheel. She looks across at Peter, asleep. The truck passes by desert hills. Peter sits up, looking through a box of music CDs. Diane sits behind the wheel and looks at him. They drive past a body of still water, low desert hills on the horizon. Now out of the truck, Diane picks something up and throws it. Wind blows through her hair as she watches Peter, a distance away, throwing stones into the body of water. Peter approaches her with a walking stick. They walk side by side. Diane grabs his stick and runs. Now, the 18-wheeler pulls into a huge parking lot with other trucks, beside a low, warehouse-style building. A man opens the retractable door of a loading bay. A forklift pulls up to the rear of the trailer. Diane and Peter walk past loading bays.
Just hang tight, all right?
Diane arrives at a counter.
Hey.
Okay, we're all set, honey.
Great.
I just can't give you your on-time pay.
Johnny, I always deliver early.
I know. My boss just won't let me go.
John, that's a bunch of bullshit.
Is that your kid, huh?
Yeah, that's my kid. All right, but I'm gonna be rid of him in less than a month. All right, he lives with his dad.
You go to school?
No, we don't go to school.
Yeah, I'll die, but federal law and all.
John, I need new tires.
Look, it's been a little light here. I'll call you when we get something in.
Right.
Diane walks away from the counter to vending machines.
All right, let's go.
And I'll be rid of you in a month, too. Bitch.
He walks past her.
I didn't mean that.
Night. Headlights move through the darkness. The 18-wheeler drives under the stars. The vehicle is parked in the night. Diane and Peter lay together in the bunk. Headlights on the highway. Day. Diane's cab pulls into the driveway, beside her bungalow. Peter climbs out of the cab. He walks towards the house, followed by his mother. Peter enters the kitchen and grabs a loaf of bread off the top of the fridge. He takes items out of the fridge as Diane watches, her hands on her hips.
You didn't say one word since Texas.
Peter prepares food.
Think it's easy being stuck in a cab with an 11-year-old who doesn't say anything? Well, it ain't easy, all right? It'll drive a person crazy.
He turns on a gas stove element.
Dude, and that's what you're doing right now, man. It really will drive me crazy.
She shows him out of the way.
You have no idea what my life was like before you got here. You walk through this door and expect everybody to roll right over for you. Well, I didn't ask for your dad to get cancer, and I didn't ask for you to show up either.
Well, then why did you have me then?
I didn't want to have you, goddammit.
Peter throws something and stares at her.
I didn't mean that.
I want to see my dad, and I'm going to tell him everything. Everything!
Hey. Hey! Hey!
I got a name, bitch!
You stop calling me that. I am not a bitch.
Look, I knew what you were. Just a lot lizard tramping around at dirty truck stops.
That's not what I was, dude. You little shit. That's not what I was. God damn you.
She rushes back into the kitchen, flips a piece of bread in a frying pan, and then throws it all in the sink. She holds her head and turns off the faucet. A hospital corridor. Diane and Peter walk side by side. Peter runs down the hall.
Dad!
Diane stops and watches, as down the hall Peter leaps into Len's arms. Peter hugs him, as Len looks down the hall at Diane, and smiles. Diane looks down. Len wears a bathrobe as he walks down the hall towards Diane, his arm around Peter. They arrive at Diane, her arms crossed. Night. Diane, Len, and Peter step out onto a garden terrace.
Dad, I'm gonna get some ice cream.
Hey, get some whipped cream on mine.
Okay, I'll get some too.
Peter runs down the hall as Len sits down. Diane stands beside him, her arms crossed.
You know, after you took off, I planned on how it was going to be when I saw you again. Well, 10 years later, this ain't it.
You look fine.
You dating anybody?
Dating?
Yeah. You ever think about marrying again?
To who?
Well, not me, I guess. I'm not very good future husband material these days.
Yeah, well, you'll be making Jenny miserable soon enough.
So did he turn out at all like you thought he would? He looks like you, doesn't he?
Did when he came out, so I figured he'd stay that way. What the hell are you trying to pull, Leonard?
Listen, I had no choice, all right? I couldn't find anybody to take him.
Well, when is Jenny coming back?
Well, she's staying with her dad a little bit longer. I can't keep asking her to watch after him all the time anyway. I mean, she's got to work, too. I need your help. I'm talking about a month, maybe.
I'm on the road 2 weeks at a time, sometimes more, Len.
I'll pay you.
Fuck you. God damn it. You always know just what to say to make me want to break your neck. We made this arrangement 10 years ago.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did.
I know.
10 years ago, and that's that. So shut the hell up, because you're going to be just fine. Jesus Christ.
She stares at him. Now, a yellow bus pulls up to a school. The door opens and kids step out. Nearby, a car slows down and stops. Inside, Diane and Peter.
They're all white trash out here.
Yeah, but they're California white trash, so they all got suntans. Listen, I gotta make that run, but I won't be back too late. I'm trusting you now, right? Leonard will check in on you.
I'll be back.
Peter steps out of the car. Diane watches as he walks towards the school. She sighs and starts the car. The 18-wheeler travels a length of desert highway. Back at Diane's home, Peter walks in the front yard.
Hey.
Oh, hey, Runner. What are you doing?
I thought I'd finally build that gate for your mom so she can lock up her stuff when she's doing long trips. Want to help me?
Oh, I'm not great at stuff like that.
Everybody's good at stuff like this. It's easy. And makes you feel good even if you do it half-assed. Here, hang on to this.
They sit beside a hole.
Trust me, you're gonna love this. It's lots of fun.
I don't want to mess it up here.
Making mistakes is the only way you learn. And trust me, I learn like 4 or 5 things every day.
All right.
Concrete in a bucket.
Grab a bunch, slap it on the edge, just like you put an icing on a cake.
They both use trowels.
Your mom is gonna be real surprised when she gets back from Phoenix. She's been doing a lot of short hauls lately, hasn't she?
I guess.
Perfect. All right. Grab one of these.
Runner picks up a hollow concrete block.
Try to sit it down nice.
A little more that way.
Like that?
Good.
You know, when I was a kid, my folks got divorced. I'll tell you. Best day of my life was when my dad left. And he had the meanest left hook. Never could see it coming. I think that's why I did so good in the army.
Diane said you got shot.
Yeah, it hurt like a son of a bitch. Still does sometimes. So what are you, in grade 6 now?
Yeah.
You into that new school?
There's this kid I like. I might try out for baseball even though I suck.
Yeah? This was good, sure. Oh, yeah, your dad used to play, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, your mom told me. She used to go watch him. Mom's pretty good with a glove. Should ask her. Probably give you a few pointers.
Yeah, maybe.
Peter and Diane.
All right, man, you just gotta lean into it, okay? Really, really lean into it.
She throws a baseball. He jumps back.
Whoa!
What was that?
I thought it was gonna get me.
You just gotta keep your eye on it. All right, I'll be easy on you this time.
Peter throws her the ball and takes his place at the plate with a baseball bat. She throws the ball. He jumps back.
Whoa! Are you trying to kill me?
I didn't say walk into it. Let's do it again.
I'm afraid of you.
What's there to be afraid of? Come on.
Just don't get crazy with that thing.
She throws the ball and hits him.
Oh. I didn't mean that. Oh.
He runs after her with the bat.
Dude! Dude, that is not cool.
He throws the bat at her. She stares him down.
I gotta go.
Yeah. Listen, you can't take a swing at that thing if you want to get anywhere.
Just want to hit it. That's all I want to do.
You can hit a home run.
No, I can't. I know what I can do and what I can't.
What, because somebody tells you so?
No, because I know so. And you think you're so tough, trying to tell everyone what to think. But you're the one who's always scared of stuff. You're the scaredest person I know.
He scuffs dirt at her and walks away. Diane looks across a wire fence at a man on a horse. She watches Peter walk away. Now, Diane steps out of the house, the sun low on the horizon. She lights a cigarette. She squats down on the pavement and breathes in the smoke. Runner appears and crouches down beside her.
Nice gate you got going here.
Well, it's a start. I was thinking maybe you and me and Peter, we could all do something together. You know, go dirt biking or something.
That's such a good idea.
Yeah,
Pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
They walk together. They stop near the gate.
What's he doing right now?
Watching TV.
Seems to be taking to it out here a little bit.
Yeah, well, I'll be back in LA soon enough.
Yeah.
You know, I lived in this house 6 years.
Yeah.
I'm gonna own it someday.
That's right.
You agree too much.
Am I agreeing?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I'm agreeable.
Stop looking at me, man.
You want something from the store?
Nah.
I'll get on that gate. I'll finish it soon.
He walks away. Diane watches him walk down the street. Meanwhile, Peter lays on the couch and watches TV. Diane enters.
Come on, get up now. Turn off the TV.
Why?
Diane goes to the TV and shuts it off.
Go brush your teeth.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to be nice here.
Peter gets up off the couch.
Okay.
He walks past her. Diane unfolds a sheet and starts making the bed on the couch. In the bathroom, Peter brushes his teeth. Peter lays on his back on the couch. Diane enters the room and sits down, a stuffed animal in hand.
This is my blanket. Here, it's your dad's. It's pretty raggedy, but you can have it to sleep with.
I don't sleep with stuffed animals.
It's a clown, actually, but I gotcha. Okay. Good night, then.
Diane?
Yeah?
Peter sits up.
Dad said that when he was on the road with his team, he stopped off in Needles, California, and saw you at a truck stop.
Yeah, well, flat broke. You know how that can be.
Said you were the most beautiful girl he ever saw.
He said that, huh? Well, I was 18. All 18-year-olds are beautiful.
He said you didn't leave because of me, but I know you did.
It wasn't you particularly that made me leave. It's just that your dad's a man and a man's man to a fault, and a man like that expects a woman to do a whole bunch of things I wasn't prepared to do.
Like what?
Like staying around the house and being like a woman everybody's used to.
What's wrong with staying around the house?
Well, some people like staying around the house and some people don't. Doesn't make you a bad person, right? Does Jenny stay around the house?
No.
See?
But she wants to.
Me and your dad are staying in this bungalow we rented in Hollywood. It's a pretty nice place. You know. I'm getting kind of tired, kid.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, I'd been thinking about it. I'd be in that house holding you or feeding you a bottle or something, and it was like I was half there. You know, it was like I had this body, but it wasn't mine, and I just moved it around or something. And then one day, you were both asleep, and I just took the money I was saving, and I just left.
Did you love me?
It's getting pretty late. I got an early start in the morning. You comfortable? Good. Good night.
She pulls up the blanket as he lays back.
Good night.
Diane leaves the room. Peter reaches up and turns off the side lamp. He settles into the couch. Now, Diane sits on her bed, an open cardboard box beside her. She touches something in the box and then lays back on the bed. Day. The school playground.
Are you moving back with your dad?
I don't know. Probably about a couple months.
They shoot baskets.
You like staying at your mom's?
Not really. But she's not around that much.
What does she do?
Well, she drives a big rig, which is a truck, and she goes all over the states, you know. And right now she's actually going on a trip to San Diego.
She is?
Yeah.
What are you doing after school?
All right. Do you know what a whippet is?
Diane's cab pulls into the lot beside the bungalow. Inside the house, Peter and the boy share an aerosol can of whipped cream.
Okay. First time, keep it easy.
Peter guzzles the cream. Outside, Diane approaches the house, as inside, the boys have a whipping cream fight. They tumble onto the ground as Diane enters.
What the hell are you doing? You! Who the hell are you? Out! Get the hell out!
The boy leaves.
Look, this is my house too!
The hell it is!
Jesus. You're bullshit.
You're bullshit, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You see what happened to me?
Oh, shit!
He shoots whipping cream.
You get! Oh, fuck! Oh. You keep that one!
Shit!
Yeah!
Run!
The boys run away. Diane licks her fingers. Now at a bar, she sits with Runner.
Well, at least he's got a friend.
Yeah, I don't know. He wanted to stay over there tonight, but I think it was such a good idea.
Oh, don't let it bother you. Just do shit like that all the time. Hell, I did it. Look how I turned out.
You inspire me, why don't you? Shit, what do you know about raising kids? You're barren or sterile or shooting blanks or whatever.
You know, sometimes I think you'd just best be served by just closing your mouth every once in a while. Just walk away once in a while.
You got a wife to talk to like that. I ain't your wife.
Yeah, but you and me are friends, all right? I don't let any of my other pals talk to me like that.
Don't you think it's a little strange, you and me going out all the time?
It's not all the time. We're neighbors, for Christ's sake. I think it's important for people to have other interests, you know, friends and such.
I'm your only friend, Runner.
I got friends, Diane. I got pals I serve with.
Well, the guys online down at the VA don't count, dude.
Wow, you really are. That don't make me feel too good.
Just keep on drinking that creamy drink there, Runner.
Well, it happens to be in a to-go cup. And I'm to going.
Come on, Runner.
She follows him into the parking lot.
Hey. What are you littering for? Give a hoot, man.
Just can't. You don't see it.
See what?
Forget it.
Where are you going?
You know, I don't care if you just see me as some jerk follows you around like a dog. What do I care? But damn it, I'm crazy about you, Diane.
Yeah, well, I'm crazy about you too, Runner. You know that. But I'm not going to let you get in my underpants.
Man, why not me? Why every other dumb Joe Blow?
It's not every other dumb Joe Blow.
We've been hanging around for 4 years. We've been going out. We've been palling around. And you can be really nasty sometimes. But I've never thought about a woman the way I think about you. Well, go ahead. I'm waiting for the commentary.
Runner, I'm not going to say anything.
She looks up at him, then leans in and kisses him on the cheek. She backs away and then kisses him on the lips. She steps back, and they stand together for a moment.
I better go.
Diane watches him walk away. Now, Diane enters the house. Peter lays on the couch, the TV on. Diane enters the room and looks down at Peter. She moves to the TV and turns it off. Diane stands in the darkened room. She looks down at Peter, asleep. She leans over him and gazes at him for some time. Diane leans closer, inches from his face. She appears to be taking in his smell. She brushes her lips against his cheek. She pulls away from him and turns off the light. Dusk. From a distance, an aerial view of the bungalow. Diane's cab backs out of the parking spot and drives down the street. It drives away from the bungalow, down a long street through the neighborhood.
Everything I had down in home.
On the distant horizon, beyond the residential area, the highway.
On my chain, yeah. I'd have sold myself. But I feel ashamed. Lord, in me.
The sun breaks over the horizon, Diane behind the wheel.
Sugar in everything I have.
Day. A boy in a baseball uniform pitches from the mound. The batter hits the ball and runs for first base. Teammates cheer from the dugout. Diane walks towards the stands and sits beside runner.
Hey, you made it.
A player slides into home. In the stands, runner drinks.
What the hell are you doing drinking at a kid's game?
I'm not drinking per se, I'm just celebrating life. Anyhow, it's in the back.
Peter runs up to the plate. The pitcher throws the ball. Peter looks towards the stands, he smiles and nods. The pitcher throws the ball, and Peter hits it. Peter runs as the outfielder catches it. As the players head in, Peter runs.
What the hell is he doing?
Peter runs the bases and slides into home. Diane goes to the fence.
Hey! Over here!
Did you see me? I hit it!
Yeah, I saw it. Kept your eye on the ball.
Peter smiles and runs away. Diane watches him. Now, they all enter the house with pizza.
Don't be talking like that.
All right, put the porno on and I'll grab some plates.
Which one are you putting in
first? Hello.
Nice.
This is Diane. Yeah. I see.
The hospital. Peter waits in the hall, under fluorescent lights, as Diane enters Len's room.
Hey.
She sits on the edge of the bed.
Now listen. If my mom was alive or I knew where my dad was, I'd try to fix things up with them, but I've been talking to Jenny. And she's gonna take him, Di, but I don't want you to talk to him about it just yet, okay? I'll just let him be.
Does she really want him?
Wants him enough, I guess.
You sent him out to me on purpose. You've known for a long time how sick you were.
You know, I wish we could have seen eye to eye on some things, Diane. That would have been cool with me. I just never knew where I stood. You know, like I was right there with you or making love to you. But you were always somewhere else. I could never get a foothold.
There I was. You pulled up in that big bus, your team, you stepped off. I thought I'd never seen a better looking man in all my life. It seemed like he came down from heaven or on a white horse or something. You had your hair slicked back, out over your left eye. I would have gone just about anywhere with you at that moment, and I guess I did.
You did, that's very true.
Diane gets up off the edge of the bed and kisses him on the lips.
I like that mouth.
Diane steps away, Len in bed. In the hall, Diane walks up to Peter, seated in a chair.
Dad wants you to come in now.
Peter doesn't get up. Seated next to Peter, Jenny Bell.
Peter, go on. We'll be right here when you get back. Come on, now go.
Peter stands up and moves down the hall. Peter enters Len's room. He walks to the end of Len's bed.
I guess you can tell by looking at me, I'm not in the best shape of my life.
You look all right.
You win your game? Come on. Come sit next to me.
Peter sits on the bed.
I got some things that I wanted to talk to you about. How's your throwing?
Bad.
Yeah, well, I wasn't so good at throwing either. Or batting, for that matter. You like your mom?
No.
You love her, though, right?
Peter shrugs.
Now I gotta tell you this, sweetheart. I'm not so sure that I'm gonna be seeing you around again before too long. Now, me and you, we've been together since you were a baby, right? That's a long time. That's a real long time. You know, when you first came out of your mom, well, it was the happiest day of my life. Now, here, stop. Stop playing with your fingers for a second and look at me, okay?
No.
Now, listen to me good, okay? To try and be a good man if you can. And I don't mean giving quarters to homeless people or whatever. I'm talking about treating people right,
you know, or, I don't know, standing up for people that need you, even if you're scared. Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
You do those things. Maybe if all goes well, I'll be sure to see you before too long. All right? Okay, now go get Jenny, because she needs to make some calls.
No.
Go on, go get Jenny.
No, Daddy.
He hugs his father. In the hallway, Diane and Jenny Bell sit together. Now Diane drives her car. She looks over at Peter. Now, Peter stands in a field, oil refinery tanks in the distance. Diane watches him from beside her parked car. She puts a cigarette in her mouth and lights it. Diane watches Peter in the field. He scuffs at the ground.
That leans against my cloud.
Diane watches, her brow furrowed.
And all your wondering
about. Night. Diane's 18-wheeler drives a stretch of highway. At a truck stop, Diane fuels the vehicle. In the truck stop lounge, a trucker plays a shooter arcade game. Diane sits in a lounge chair. She appears lost in thought. Nearby, a trucker with a black beard looks at her and smiles. He turns away and then looks at her again and smiles. Diane looks back at him. The trucker gets up. He walks past her, smiles and walks away. Diane stands up and leaves the lounge. Now, in a truck stop shower room, Diane stands under the spray of water. She runs her hands over her wet hair. She turns and lets the water shower over her head. At home, Peter sits on the couch and plays the guitar, Diane in the kitchen on the phone.
But that run is mine, Frank. I am dependable. Listen, my kids' dad just died. Yeah, sure, that would be fun. No, a drink would be great. Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Diane turns and sits down.
You sound like a real rock star in there. Listen, I'm gonna need you to go stay with Jenny another weekend in LA, okay? Next weekend. I'm gonna go do Reno.
Diane sits alone in the kitchen. Now, Peter swings a bat. He runs for first base, but the ball is pitched to the first baseman. Peter runs for the dugout. Jenny Bell waves from the stands.
Peter!
Peter looks at her and walks away. Diane watches nearby. Later, the two teams fist bump. In the parking lot, Jenny Bell and Diane wait as Peter appears.
That was great.
Thanks.
Peter, how are you?
Hi, Jenny. I thought you weren't coming until tomorrow.
Jenny looks at Diane.
Where's Runner?
Bringing the truck around.
Listen, Peter, I gotta work tomorrow afternoon, so I was thinking we just drive back to LA tonight.
Well, me and the team are gonna go get some pizza.
I got a call a few hours ago to make another run after Reno.
Where?
Boston.
Where in Boston?
It's gonna be a couple extra days, so maybe you wanna stay out there with Jenny a little while longer, okay?
How long?
A few days. An extra few days.
And then we'll see. Okay?
See what?
Jenny looks at Diane. Peter looks at her and walks away.
Hey!
Diane chases after him.
Hey! Hey!
She grabs his arm.
It's just a few days. A few days, okay? Listen to me. You can go back and be with your friends, all right? You can stay in your old house. You can have a better life. You can be with people who love you. Listen, again, I am who I am, all right? This is who I am. I'm always gonna be like this.
Like what?
Like this. Jenny is a really nice woman.
I don't want a nice woman.
He turns and walks away. Diane watches him. Peter walks up to a blue van. He gets in and slides the door shut. The van backs up and pulls away, Diane left standing in the parking lot. She turns and walks towards Jenny Bell.
I'll be back in a week or so. Let's play it by ear or something.
Okay, Diane.
He's a good boy.
I know.
How you doing, Jenny?
To tell you the truth, I'm pretty fucking sad.
I'll bring him by in the morning.
Good night, Diane.
Jenny Bell walks away. Diane turns and looks towards the ball field. Night. Runner's truck pulls up to the bungalow. Inside the truck, Diane and Runner.
You did good tonight.
Diane stares straight ahead.
I could have been a good dad, maybe. Maybe still could.
Diane turns to him.
Nothing. You look real pretty tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Thanks.
I like your legs. I don't get to see them much. Actually, I don't think I've ever seen them.
Yeah. My legs?
Yeah.
What else do you like about me?
I like your knees.
My knees are a part of my legs. They're the part that make them bend.
Well, it can't just be me saying something.
I'll just say something else, and you already got my legs covered.
And what would you say if I leaned in a little right now?
I guess I'd tell you when you got here.
Runner moves closer. Diane looks at him.
Not sure if I like it.
No?
Maybe a little closer. Can't quite get the full K of the whiskey.
Runner puts his arm around her and moves closer. Diane leans in and kisses him. She looks at him and kisses him again. Diane moves into his lap as they kiss.
Diane, I'm sorry.
No, it's not you. I just don't want to live like that anymore.
Like what?
Kind of half-assed, you know? Not thinking things through. I mean, you got Molly and she's okay, but Dan, if you're ever gonna leave her. I don't know what I'm doing, but whatever it is, maybe I gotta think about the future more than just what city I'm running loaded 2x4s to, you know? Know what I mean, Murr?
Not all the way, but yeah, I got you. I can support you on that.
I better go. He's gonna be home soon. You gonna say something?
Oh, hell, Diane, you got the most beautiful tits I ever laid hands on.
Well, if nothing else, you're a true gentleman.
He gazes into her eyes, and she steps out of the truck. Diane stands at the passenger window.
Trouble.
Runner pulls away. Diane stands alone for a moment, and then walks towards the bungalow. She arrives at the door, unlocks it and goes inside. She takes off her coat, throws it down on a chair, and walks into the next room to discover two men.
Hey! What are you guys doing?
How's the game?
Get out of here.
One of the men walks past her. The other holds some cash.
Wow. Okay. Here you go.
He flicks it at her.
Are you looking at something? What are you looking at? Are you fucking looking at something?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I got my kid coming home. Nothing.
Look at me. Look at me.
He grabs her face.
I said I got my kid coming home. If you get out of here right now, I won't call the cops.
Okay.
He walks away.
Bitch!
He slugs her.
Get up.
Come on.
Look at me. Huh? Look at me.
I'm looking at you. Fucking looking at you.
Ow! Fuck!
No!
He wrestles her onto the bed. Outside, Peter is dropped off by the blue van. The man lays on top of Diane.
I have a son, all right? I don't want him coming in like this, all right? My truck's parked outside, all right? Take me outside. In the truck. In the truck. In the truck. Oh, God. No, God. Damn it.
Peter hits him with a baseball bat. The man falls on the floor.
That is not what I am. That is not what I am.
She picks up the bat.
Diane! Diane!
This is my house. Get out of my house! Get out of my house!
The man runs away.
Peter, those guys are just here to...
She drops to her knees and hugs Peter. A view of the bungalow at night, the porch light on. In the shadows, Diane smokes. She stares ahead. She sits cross-legged on the porch. She stands up and turns toward the door. She opens the door and steps inside. She walks to the couch and picks up Peter, asleep. She holds him in her arms and walks towards her bedroom. Peter lays asleep on her bed as Diane takes off her jacket and moves to the other side of the bed. She lays down on her back, in jeans and a white tank top. Peter rolls over and looks at her.
The freeway's really loud. Sometimes it puts me to sleep like waves at a beach. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Do you want to go with Jenny?
It's not what I asked you.
No, I don't want you to go with Jenny.
Do you want me to stay with you?
Diane nods her head. Diane turns and looks at him.
Okay.
She rolls over and puts her arm around him. The screen fades to black. End credits, a film by James Modern. Produced by Celine Rattray, Galt Niederhofer, Daniela Taplin-Lundberg, producer Scott Hansen, executive producer Pamela Hirsch. Executive producers John Allen, Ed Hart, Bruce Lunsford, Reagan Silber, Bill Benenson, Robert Kessel. Executive producers Michelle Monahan, Frank Frattaroli. Co-producers Karina Alves, Joy Goodwin, Reva Marker. Line producer Bruce Wayne Gillies, director of photography Lawrence Schur, production designer Cabot McMullen. Editor Deirdre Slevin, music by Michael Dana, costume designer Joanna Argan. Additional cast, Bryce Johnson, Brandon Hansen, Maya McLaughlin, Ricky Ellison, Matthew Lawrence, and Johnny Simmons. Additional credits continue to roll. Copyright 2009, by Trucker Productions LLC, all rights reserved. Logo appears for Plum Pictures.